that and the, I don't know how, like, how many times, it's almost a crime that I haven't been journaling this stuff, but the amount of times where you've mentioned something and it starts the thought spiral in my head, and then I think of an example that just supports what you or Dr. Massey have said in the past, where it's like, oh, you know, I had this thought process around this thing that happened to me or thing in my past, and then once I was able to let go, or, you know, once I was able to change my thinking, then everything around that changed. Or, you know, I had this health problem, and probably stemmed more from the emotional side than anything else.
Sure, yeah. Yeah, the physical stuff is fun, and it works, and it's powerful, right? And these are just tools, and also help you feel better, and actually help to motivate the liver to do something. And we know that, milk thistle and all. But as we talk about a lot, in my opinion, if you don't get to the root guy, you could take milk thistle the rest of your life, right? If you don't get to the root cause, which is a spiritual thing.
Yeah, absolutely. If you're, you know, doesn't, like you said, it doesn't matter. You could be supplementing and eating the perfect diet, but, you know, if you're screaming at the songbirds and punching trees, well, it's not going to work out.
Yeah, don't punch trees. Don't want to punch trees.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
I'm constantly. Every time you have Dr. Massey and Meridian, I'm always astounded by what I pick up or what I learn next.
Yeah, well, they're good friends. They're great.
Definitely the best ever.
The best ever.
And if I was listening to your interview with Mrs. Gettleman.
Gettleman, right.
Yeah, I was tuning along with that, and then I realized the time it was. I'm like, I'll tune in for Freestyle Friday and see what's going on. And you're talking on the emotional side again, and it just hit home over and over some of the points you were making. How, you know, subconsciously we create these conditions, and sometimes they're for us, sometimes they're for someone else.
Yeah, sometimes they're for someone else. Yeah, sometimes we'll just, you know, that's the way spirit works. You know, we're all kind of just vehicles for God, in my opinion, channels, sort of, you know. We don't come up with any of this stuff. We're just channeling. we're just channels. And sometimes we'll, you know, spirit will encourage us and have us work with us to create a certain situation so we can help others. I mean, that's why we're here.
Like you're on that point, and the thought process kind of rolling through my mind. I had childhood cancer.
Mm-hmm.
Around 2.5, I was diagnosed. I guess I was being babysat, and urinating blood, and then long story short, I went through treatment for kidney cancer. They did the whole conventional thing, 1980s, early 90s maybe. Went through that, you know, they took a kidney because the radiation didn't work. But the relationship, I know that there was in my family at the time, with my mother, she wasn't very present. And then, you know, father wasn't in the picture, and I being watched by grandma, grandpa, aunt on my mother's side. So to me, in that same thought process you were working on earlier, you know, was this cancer, I live in a city that does a lot of mining. You know, was it from nickel, cadmium, was it from metals, was it from brick dust, was it from, you know, my mother's health, or, you know, was it that, like you said, soul scene, oh, you know, no one's around. Yes, after. No one was around, and, you know, did that manifest itself in a way to say, oh, this will get people to pay attention. You know, this will get you the attention you've been craving from your mother or father, you know?
Sure. Yeah, there's so many beautiful ways karma and incarnation, you know, reincarnation works, and it's all magical, intertwined, and just beautiful.
Oh, it's incredible.
Stuff you just can't make up and figure out, right? You just can't make it up.
No. Always stranger than fiction.
Really, really just can't figure it out. I was talking about it before, you know, even with animals, Doodle, my dog Doodle, has created this little itchy thing every spring and summer. And, you know, just trying to figure out why and what to do about it. And just over the last 2 or 3 months, I really saw how, as I was healing my little burning thing, she was healing her itching. So my theory is that she, this is part of, she picked up on the itching thing just to help me to see that, because I kept asking Spirit to say, well, what can I do for, I mean, every day, what, there's got to be something we can do for Doodle here. I mean, what can we do, right? Got to be a way. There's always a way, right? And so she really helped me to see how she and I was connected, and she took on this itchy thing, in my opinion, just to help me see how this all works. And that's what dogs will do. They'll come in just to help you out, just like we do for other people, you know. You come in to help Mom, or it's great. It's cool.
Well, their filter, I feel, is less, almost more empathic than people.
Yeah, they got that unconditional love thing for sure down pat.
Oh, absolutely. And they're not afraid to tell you how they feel.
No, that's cool.
They don't like it if they bite you, you know? It's pretty straightforward. You know when they're happy, you know when they're sad. Yeah, things on planet Earth. How's the weather your way?
Oh, we're looking at probably about 95 today, so it's starting to break a little bit, so we're looking forward to a wet, cool August. That's my image I put out there.
we've been surrounded by forest fires.
Huh. Been dry up
there? Wild. Yeah, Ontario has been really dry, and it was dry for about a month, and then the rain finally came through, but with the rains came lightning storms and everything else. And, the lightning, I guess, just lit the forest up. And, yeah, all around Ontario, just, I think there's like 40, 50 forest fires right now.
Really? That much? Yeah. I haven't read about that. Have you heard about what's going on in California? It's crazy.
Yeah, it's incredible. Well, I know... with all the forest fires we've had in Ontario, we're starting to affect the climate in British Columbia.
Oh, really?
One side of the mountain is getting like obscene amounts of smoke from California and from Ontario, and the other side of the mountain is getting like radical temperature swings because of the heat from the smoke on the other side of the mountain.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's a cleansing force at the same time.
Yeah, and my little take on it too, when you talk about fire, every spiritual path has always talked about going through the fire and that slow burning love of God, you know, and it's just been ancient, from the ancient times, we've known that soul has to go through the fire to know God more clearly. And that's what my burning thing was about. I got that, you know. I think that's what's going on with forest fires, where, you know, it's just, planet Earth is going through the burning through their karma, so to speak. And it's all part of the deal. And it's just where it needs to be. And I know people get displaced and get killed, and you don't like that, but it's just the way it is, you know. It just...
kind of had our own traumatic family event recently. My girlfriend and I were expecting.
Oh.
And then we lost it about 5 months in very traumatic, very emotionally difficult times this last couple of weeks. But the and after the fire, the renewed vigor, the love, the just being drawn into that other person even closer, solidifying our bonds even more, just created more love and strength in our family.
Oh, that's great. And you know, that little soul that was planning to come in there, you know, they'll be back.
Absolutely.
They'll be back for...
possible.
Oh, yeah, they'll be back. Yeah, yeah. Because you don't kill the soul, right? You know, the only thing that died was the body, the fetus, right? And
yeah.
The soul doesn't go. The soul doesn't die. So he or she will probably be back. You'll never know.
And, you know, obviously a lesson for us as well. How we try to make it.
I can... Speak up a little bit. I can hardly hear you.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, that's how we try to view it. Take the lesson from everything. What's the universe trying to teach us?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I could give you a few ideas if you want, just to play with, that you and your girl could talk to that little soul that was planning on coming in. Talk to her, him.
Yeah.
Just say, well, you know, this body didn't work out. If you want to come back, just let us know, because we're into it. Let us know. And, you know, it's no more difficult than that. You don't need a medium or go somewhere. Just talk to her. Talk to it. Over, you know, they know what's going on with you guys. You know what's going on with it when you listen. And they want to come back and you want to come back, well, then you got a deal. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah. Try to be as open as possible and treat the opportunity or the fertile grounds for spirit and the universe to work its magic again.
A miracle.
How's the saying go? You know, like, you can do the diet, the exercise, you can take the supplements, but trust in God, but tie up your camel.
That's right. Trust in God and tie up your camel. I love that one. Yeah, we do everything we can, right?
Pray and move your feet.
Oh, yeah, that's a great thing. When you pray, move your feet. When you pray... I saw it at the end of a movie one time. I don't remember the movie. Do you remember what movie it was? When you pray, move your feet. It was...
I'm not too sure.
Oh. All right, Bo.
The movies I was brought up on, I don't know if they were saying that.
Yeah, I understand. Well, Mr. Jeff, thanks for calling, brother. It was fun talking to you. And glad you had a good experience with David. He's one of my heroes. He's cool.
He's a friend now, and I thank you very much. I love the show. It's made a... impact beyond words in my life and relationships, and I have to thank you for the relationship I'm in now and how I've been able to move forward. I was married in a 10-year relationship, and that kind of fell through, and I found the love of my life now, and we've been together for 2 years, and the things I've learned through the show and dealing with the emotions in my spirit and how things come up and way things go has made the biggest impact in my life.
Well,
thanks to you guys at One Radio.
Well, that's why we're here, and it makes it all worthwhile.
Absolutely. Thanks, brother.
Thank you, brother. See you soon.
All right. Have a good one.
Makes it all worthwhile. Previously with Andrew Gost, I asked him why would someone want to buy coins from his company?
So if you don't know coins, you better know your coin dealer. And, you know, you shouldn't buy coins from someone who isn't well-known registered dealer. So if they're an NGC dealer, they're registered with NGC. If they're a PCGS dealer, they're registered with PCGS. Ask questions. Don't just, here's 10 grand or 50 grand or 150 grand. I just want to buy coins, let me know what I'm getting. And no, that's not how an intelligent investor does it. And we... do not let you do that. So if you're not willing to learn about the coins that you're buying, maybe you should find another coin firm. Don't call this one, because we're going to insist that you know why and how a coin is rare. And once you know that, then I think you can take that knowledge into the marketplace and make intelligent investment decisions.
Aha, what a concept, intelligent investment decisions. I've known Andrew for 25 years. He's the real deal. His company, STL 800, 468-2646. Give him a call if you're interested. 800-468-2646. 2646. You know, it's so fascinating how spirit works. And we came in contact with Wayne Blakely, 6 weeks ago or so, with these amazing Living Streams products. And it was just kind of as I was on the tail end of the hunk of burning heart stuff. And boy, they fit right in. And they really did. These are wonderful products. We have, I think he's got about 14 of them. They're in our store if you'd like to check them out. So many different uses for them. If you're going, you know, somebody going through perimenopause and stuff, Wayne has found out that ladies do really, really well with symptomatic relief. I don't know how it works, and he's not really sure either. But years ago, he started getting reports from ladies. They said, well, give me a quart of Flora PM because I really feel good when I take this, and I was having hot flashes, and I don't have them anymore. So it was just one of those things where he kind of figured out, and the body liked the different probiotics and the different herbs that he put in the Flora PM. I don't have it right now. I don't know exactly which ones he puts. He usually uses herbs or nutrients, and the Flora PM is for that. The Glacier Milk has Shilajit in there, which is special probiotics. Glacier Milk is made from humic minerals found in four different pristine locations of the Himalayan mountains, Shilajit powder, and boy, this is powerful stuff. A lot of minerals in Shilajit. I've taken it just the herbs, but when you take it in Glacier Milk, you're getting the probies in there too, which leverages it up. Wayne suggested too, always remind people that if they're taking things like pine pollen that you like and all the other things and elk velvet and, you know, the shaga, the reishi and the hoshu wu from Shen Blossom, that have them take a few drops of the Living Streams probies with it, and it will leverage that and help them to digest it and get it into where it wants to go. We recommend the Living Streams Minerals Probiotics, Living Minerals Probiotics, where you get 78 trace minerals immediately bioavailable. Dead Sea Magnesium Chloride is what's in there, and it's the real deal. And you can do just a few drops, start there, and just keep working your way up. And boy, this is a great way to get minerals. The Mold Relief we're going to talk about, just got an email about that. He's got Moringo. Also, for your four-leggeds, I give Doodle a little hit of the Living Pet Probiotics in her water every day. So that's a good thing. These are amazing products. I'm going to give you a phone number if you'd like to talk with Marilyn. She works with Wayne, and she's got some very concise information, a lot of these that they can't put in print because the FDNA, you know, they got, well, whatever. We don't make any claims at all. We don't make, you know, this is going to cure this, never have to do this. We will never do that. It's just simply allowing your body to get healthier, kick up the immune system, get these nutrients like the yttrium, which is in bifido, get this yttrium and things into the body, and then the body works its magic, which is how it was meant to be. These things don't cure anything. But here's a number. Talk to Marilyn if you'd like to get more information. Her number is 360, write it down, 360-912-2981. I know there's a lot of products. It's confusing sometimes. Or just email me, patrick@oneradionetwork.com, and I'll answer some questions as well for you on Living Streams Probiotics. About 14 different products, everyone, are in our store. And the really cool one you might want to explore is C60. The C60 product, Perfect Molecule. That's Wayne's version of C60. The Perfect Molecule, that's what it's in the store for C60. Previously, we talked with Dr. Rulin Zhu about using Pearlseum on your teeth.
You have to experience it, you'll believe it.
Yeah, you do. That's what I've been saying to my listeners. I keep saying, can't even explain this. Just buy it. Just click on it, buy some. Trust me. Just trust me. And you're going to like the way your teeth look. That's what I keep telling.
Dentists, they did an experiment on their clients, and they literally prove, and they literally show the picture every day. You know, when they take it in a few days, their tooth literally become, like you said, like a pearl, and it looks so beautiful and really white and shiny. Yeah, it really works, and it's also scientifically proven by the experiment. And he literally proved it is not only good for your teeth, he also proved it's also good for your gum.
Try some of this Pearl Serum. I think you're going to love it. You can try it internally as well. Helps with sleep. Great way to get absorbable calcium, and also on your face. You'll see the green ad there, the beautiful green container. Get the capsules or the powder. Pearlseum, click and order, OneRadioNetwork.com.
Broadcasting live, weekday mornings, this is listener-supported One Radio Network.
Speaking of Parkinson's, Linda Ronstadt, who's singing there, she always was one of my faves. I remember her when she was the Stone Ponies, like this record. And she has, quote, Parkinson's, unquote. Love to talk to her. That's one of the reasons I'm writing my book. It takes a long time to get young, and explaining all this stuff, and maybe some of these people with these issues will read it or hear of it and start experimenting with and get ditched some of these things that, unfortunately, I'm sure they're told by the medical docs, you know, that you can't cure Parkinson or you can't cure this. And in my opinion, it's just not true. Now, please note that it's always a yes, no, maybe, and that's the beautiful thing with Adam Bergstrom's work and that classic line, which is brilliant. Everything is yes, no, maybe. So everybody gets to have their own experience. And so you wouldn't want to say, well, Alan Alder or Linda Ronstadt, you know, you just really shouldn't have Parkinson's, because I know you know, that's not the way it works. Everybody gets to experience what they want to experience. And everybody gets to think what they want to think and have whatever they want to have, or what they are experienced not wanting something and having it anyway. It's all about lessons learned. It's not about punishment. It's all about spiritual growth. Lessons learned. Look and see. How does this work? And if we don't really get it all in one lifetime or most of it and don't own our way, then we usually come back and do it again. And sometimes we'll come back on other planets. Sometimes we'll come back on other realities, astral plane, causal plane, mental plane. And even come on back down to Earth, where this is a great spot to learn. Everybody's different. Everybody is working with divine spirit, whether they know it or not, or like it or not, because that's just the way it works. I don't care what religion you are. Yeah, I don't care what path you are. It's just the way it's all set up. Don't shoot me. I'm only the messenger. Don't shoot me at all. Don't send me bad, you know, emails. It's just the way it works. It's all, that's the way it's set up. It is what it is. And so, you know. Anyway, so everybody gets to experience what they want. So the yes, no, maybe thing is magic. Yeah, I was thinking about the yes, no, maybe this morning, too. And it's a brilliant, I guess, Adon Olay hooked Adam up on that. I don't know, did he, Adam? Is that where the yes, no, maybe came from? Your teacher, Adon Olay? It's the idea of threes, and everything is about three. It's the most powerful number. It's like the Trinity of God, the Father, and the Holy Ghost, just three, Father, Son, Holy Ghost, which is Father, Son, and Spirit, which would be, you know, which would be God, which I call Sugmod. Jesus would be the Son, and then Spirit would be Spirit. And Spirit is a manifestation of God in the physical reality. So that's the three there, you and God and Spirit. Soul, God, and Spirit, three. On the pyramid, fellow was talking about the yin and the yang and the synthesis of the pyramid. The first bottom, the bottom half is yang, the middle half of the pyramid on the triangle, you know, the three is yin, and then the top half is the synthesis or the third eye. And if you sit there in a lotus, then you can see that whole paradigm of boom, boom, boom. You know, then they have the Shakti and Shiva, and you know, all, and every, then the Buddhist has their own pyramid and the Taoists, but they're all the same. It's the same thing, and it's no difference, you know. So yes, no, maybe is exactly, in my opinion, that's what that's about, because everything is a yes, no, maybe. You just can't say yes, that's the way it is, because it is sometimes, and sometimes it's not, and it might be. Yes, no, maybe. Well, that was fun. Yes, no, maybe. Brilliant. Adam does a blog on our website every couple of days. You can visit his websites, which are SunSync Nutrition and solartiming.com. SunSync, you can do a $99 deal for the rest of your life. And if you live to 144, well, that counts. And then solartiming.com, where you get how you can get all his books. He's got all his e-books. I think he's got about 120 books on the yellow fat disease alone. Just kidding, a lot. But he's all kinds of great books. Adam says that, yes, everything's in threes. Don Olay introduced me to yes, no, maybe. He did everything in threes, going so far as to have three belly buttons. Good for him. He's great. Wish I would have met O'Donnell Lay. Yeah, like a tripod is a very... That's why cameras are put on tripods. You can't get a more sturdy structure than that for a camera to be steady, right? Tripod. 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 Adam says, I had a client who said, I'd rather die than forgive my mother. She died a month later. She didn't listen to her husband, who said during a workshop, if you can't forgive someone, forgive yourself for not being able to forgive them. And that works too, yeah. Forgiveness is huge. The colon cancer fellow who cured his colon, who had his colon cancer cured through a spiritual means. He talked a lot about forgiveness. It's a key. It's the key. It's the bomb. So, okay, 888-663-6386, 888-663-6386, email patrick@oneradionetwork.com. A stuck in Parkinson's disease means it's time to put the pedal to the metal or eat oranges. Oh, oranges at 9 to 11, right? Or at midnight. I've been doing a lot of oranges. Since we've been doing quite a few shows on the electromagnetic fields of late, I pulled out my meter. I've got one of those super duper RF meters and kind of dinked around in the studio, and I noticed that the batteries, that we have these battery backups in case the power fails for like 10 seconds, we don't pop off the air. Those things are a little juicy, similar to the big battery in my Prius. So be careful about batteries. And also, there are these little square boxes that you see in a lot of phones and other equipment, even lights sometimes, that they manipulate the voltage or the energy or whatever it is. And these things are really hot. I told you the story. I had one downstairs, and I figured out that it was affecting me when I was talking to Sharon, and I was like 5 feet away from her, and I could feel weird. I thought, well, there's something going on with this relationship with Sharon, until I figured out I pulled that thing out and my meters went down. So these little boxes that they put on all these equipment, I wouldn't buy anything with those things. And if you got some in your home, get rid of them. I just went online because I get the phone here in the studio, one of them. My personal phone's got one of these guys. I don't want it. And, you know, I was really surprised. I'm very pleasantly surprised, and I'm going to check it out. I just Googled it. and you go to the AT&T store, our telephones.att.com, and you can get some corded answering systems with backlit display and no AC required. This is what I want, so I'm going to change out my phone immediately. I didn't know you could do that. So I'm going to go to my AT&T store in Dripping and see if they've got it. If not, I'll order it online. So I just, you know, I don't know how they do it. They must have a battery in there, right? I'll check it out. Simple corded operation. Well, maybe they do plug it in. I don't mind plugging it in as long as you don't need that. As long as it doesn't have one of those boxes on the end of it. Well, we'll see. I bet you they have some battery-powered phones where you just have little batteries in there, too. Yeah, be careful with these cordless phones. These are, like, the worst. They're just... You don't even want to put a meter on one of those guys. You would throw that thing out the window. Out the window. Okay, 888-663-6386. Email patrick@oneradionetwork.com. Okay, I have a question for you, some of you geeks out there. So, I've got the Amazon Prime, and I can get some little HBO shows. I like Billions, which is one of my favorites, or... I don't know any of the other ones. Because since I don't have a TV, and I was wondering, there must be a way. Because I came across there's a great show on Paramount Network, and it's called Yellowstone. Kevin Costner. It's about this land baron. Hold on, please. Be right with you. Thanks for calling. Stay right there. It's about this land baron, Kevin Costner. He's a big, powerful guy. He's got thousands and thousands of acres up in Montana or wherever it takes place. And but it's on Paramount. And I watched about two or three episodes. I just clicked on it. Let me watch them. They're really cool. And I want to watch the rest of them because I'm a great fan of good stories. And then all of a sudden it said that you have to go to one of your providers, put in your login information, like Dish Network or AT&T or, you know, one of these TV dude providers. And I don't have one of those guys because I don't have a TV. So like, you know, Spectrum or Cox or Dish, like I say, or Verizon. So I'm wondering, there's got to be a way to buy one of these services without putting a dish on your roof, isn't there? And get on some of these things that require a provider. If you guys can help me or girls can help me with something. Hold on. Thank you. Shoot me an email and let me know. There must be a way to do that. patrick@oneradionetwork.com. I talked to the Dish Network people. And they said, oh, yeah, you could do that. It'd be $50 a month, and we have to put a dish on your roof. I don't want to do that. I don't watch all that stuff. And we'll give you 50 channels. Yeah, I don't want any of that stuff. I would just be able to watch. Like the other day, a couple of weeks ago, I wanted to watch the Tiger was in the British Open, which was pretty cool. And I wanted to watch the British Open, which is on a local channel like CBS or NBC. And you could find a place to watch it live, but you had to have access to, you know, one of those channels through a provider, which I don't want to do. So I don't mind paying for it. I just want to figure out a way. So some of you geeky film guys, maybe you know a way to do that. Shoot me an email. Appreciate it. Good morning. Who's this?
Hey, Patrick. This is Davey from South Carolina.
Dave?
Yes.
Hello, Dave. You got yourself a little South Carolina accent down there.
I bet I do.
I bet you do.
Yeah, I got y'all.
I bet you do.
Yeah, I usually listen to you and Andy Gall, but I got to listen to the, what do you call it, on Friday?
Open Phones, what we're doing now? Yeah.
I usually don't get to listen to it, but I had emailed you earlier about the C60. I was wondering if you were still taking it, and you might have answered it because I was on the phone, on and off the phone. But
oh, that's okay.
I'm taking
both of them. Yeah. I'm taking the C Carbon Dash 60. We have that one in the store. That's the one that we've been promoting for 2 or 3 months. That has it's in oil. I think it's safflower oil. I think he's got a real nice product. And we're also taking Wayne Blakely's The Perfect Molecule in Living Stream. So we're taking, Doodle and I are taking two different kinds. We're all in on C60. I think it's magical stuff, Dave.
You take like once a day, or what is your dosage you take? What's on the bottle?
Yeah, Dave, you know, I'm not real persnickety about these things. I'll walk by and take a little half dropper and put a few drops in Doodle's mouth, and I don't really keep track of it, you know. I think you can do as much as you want. I don't think you could overdo something like that, but I don't know if more is better. So I would play around with it, you know, do a few drops and see if you can feel some lifting energy. They know that these things will go in there and get rid of a lot of the toxins that get electrons stolen from them, you know. That's what the science shows. It also showed in rat experiments that it protected from radiation. So Anne Louise Gittleman yesterday and Wayne Blakely suggesting that the C60s is also helping us to protect our cells from the electromagnetic fields. Now, I don't know that for sure, but it worked with rats. So with all these EMFs, I think it's a reasonable thing to just kind of climb on that board and see, you know, if it helps, it helps. If it doesn't, well, you haven't lost much, you know.
Well, I know that, you know, Tony is totally against anything nano, right? So are you still having him on as a guest, Tony?
Pantelarescu. Oh, yeah. I think Wayne, I know Wayne's doesn't use a nano form, and I think that this Carbon Dash 60 is actually smaller than nano. But, you know, with all due respect to Tony, I think he's way off on some of that stuff. I think that a lot of the nanotechnology is in fact bad, but God bless Tony. He says it's everywhere on vegetables and fruits, and we're all going to die. And I'm sorry, I just can't go there.
Okay.
But I like Tony. I think he's cool. I just think that there's just some things I do disagree on him. But yeah, I would generally not do nano stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, so this one is smaller than nano, or is it really?
Yeah, smaller.
Oh, okay.
And you can also, you could go on carbon-60.com if you want to try that one, or c-60.com, and you can send them an email and confirm that. But I believe it's smaller. But it's hard to imagine that taking a little bit of nano, and even if it was nano, that it's going to do anything terrible. I don't feel that. I feel just the opposite. So, you know, my experience is that even if it were nano, it's not a problem. I really go by, Dave, of how I feel energetically. And I'm pretty, very, very
you
sensitive.
You test what you take then with the kinesiology or something?
I'm sorry?
You test what you take with the kinesiology or anything?
Well, I kind of cut out the middleman. You can do kinesiology, and it's very accurate. Oftentimes, you can do pendulums for yourself. Or I just use my intuitive. I can feel stuff. You know what I'm saying? I can put my hand on something pretty much and know if I want to take it.
Wow.
Because, see, it's all a vibration, so you can pretty much feel if the vibe is what you want, you know. It's kind of like when you go out and meet people or looking for your wife, you can Just kidding. You can feel. Yeah, you can. You feel the vibe.
You're right. You can.
You feel the vibe, right? You know.
Vibrations and, yeah. And somebody can come into the picture and it just really upset
right.
The whole joint.
Yeah, it's all vibrations, you know, and yeah, not just with girls, but guy, everybody, you know, animals, you know, it all. It's just an all vibrational thing. And like we used to say when we were hippies, man, you just, she had good vibes or she had bad vibes.
Yeah, wow. I know Kevin Trudeau used to talk about that. Everybody's DNA vibrates at a certain frequency, and you're attracted to them either, you know, because of DNA, or you may be unattracted to them because of the way their DNA vibrates.
And my theory Dave, that I'm writing about in the book is, I think it also works on the physical level where men and women get attracted to somebody, like love at first sight thing, because they see how their face with the way their face looks, and they're very attracted to them, because in my opinion, every thought, every past life, and every your state of consciousness is directly shown in your face. Does that make sense? So when you see somebody and you're attracted to their face, you're attracted to who they are.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
What is the certain religious thing that you are studying?
I'm sorry, repeat that. I could hard. Can you move a little bit? Give it a little better signal.
There's a certain religious path that's called. I'm Christian, so
yeah.
I don't know. Is that different?
Yeah, it's different. Yeah, I mean, it's still working with divine spirit, just like you work with the Holy Spirit, right?
Right.
Okay, it's the same thing. It's just, it takes a different approach and different different words. I'm sorry. Yeah, it's called Ekankar.
How do you spell that?
Ekankar.
Okay.
And it's been on planet Earth since the beginning of time. It was used in different, it was used in different terminology, but it's always been around. It is just a study of spirit where you work directly with spirit, and and you become more aware of what is, and it's not a belief system, but you can then leave your body at will and go out to the other realities and figure out who you are, why you are, and how you got here.
Oh, man, that would be great.
Yeah, you can
do it. What's the chance of me finding a patient call to you in the Carolinas?
Oh, yeah, I'm sure you can. You could probably just Google Ekankar in your city. Most cities have a little group, and you could go to one of their little meetings or gatherings and learn more about it, right? Or you can go to ekankar.org, and they'll send you out a little free book and see if what you read is kind of resonates with you, kind of thing.
Well, do you take any substance when you go on these trips?
Oh, no. No, you don't need anything, no.
Okay.
You don't need anything, no. I think the people that go on these, they don't really go anywhere. It's, I don't want to get into it now, but I think that all that stuff is pretty much dangerous. I wouldn't mess with that stuff, Dave.
The LSD and stuff.
Yeah, I think it's all a trap. It's all, because then you have to use it again to do it again, and it's just, yeah. See, because as soul, who you are, you can go anywhere you want just by focusing your attention on it. That's how you go places, right? When you wanted to go to the store, how do you get there?
Get in my car and drive there.
Yeah, but if you pay real attention to your inner life before you go there, you probably imagine yourself going to the store, right? Or a feeling?
Right.
Yeah. Well, that's...
thought about something.
Yeah, you thought about something, right? You felt going to the store, you saw yourself going in, or you'd kind of feel like what it feels if you need more broccoli, right? It all just mashes together. And that's how you got there. That's how you took your body there. Your body never would have...
You believe this. You might be... a prophet, because my mother's out shopping and I called her and told her to give me some broccoli and lemons, and you just said broccoli. I don't know if that was just
well,
so when you said it, sir, you read my mind there. It's wild.
Whatever. Yeah, so you know, there's an old fun saying, remember the old bumper stickers we had in the 70s or 60s, it's probably you're too old, too young for that, but there was a bumper sticker that says, wherever you go, there you are.
Yeah.
And it's pretty much the case. You know, wherever soul, who you and I are, Dave, wherever we look and we see and we believe that that's real, well, then that's real. That's our reality. And so that's how we create our reality every day. I mean, it's not very complicated. So just, you know, the more that you can pick and choose what reality you want and not just grab onto something that the mind presents you, an old thought, you know, just a dumb old thought that's been around forever, right, that you're tired of. Just don't accept that as real and try to get a new one.
Well, what do you think about listening to the megahertz of music and trying to hear that way?
Oh, yeah, I think there's definitely something to that. In Akinkar, we learn how to do different spiritual exercises and actually hear, literally hear, the sound of God.
Oh, man.
Yeah. So in the beginning, you know, in the Bible, right? In the beginning was what?
Was the Word.
What's
the
that?
The Word was God and was God.
Right. In the beginning was the Word. The Word, how does it go?
Was God, was with God and was.
And is God.
There's different translations. Yeah. There was a God, and the other translation says was God.
Right. Yeah. So in the beginning there was a sound. And the sound is God, right? And God always has been around, but then God expressed itself somehow, like said, hello, and that was the beginning. And that started physical reality. So that word, in my opinion, was Hugh, H-U.
Yeah, I've heard you say that
right,
before.
That you can sing.
I need that, and I did feel like it was helping me.
Yes, that's where the word human comes from, God-man. Human.
So anytime I'm stressed or worried, if I go Hugh,
there you go.
And I just repeat that over.
Yeah.
It should help.
It'll very much help. It'll definitely take you as soul to another level of consciousness, and give you some peace and clarity to kind of work your way through, or just forget about the anxiety that you were having. And so it's just like you said. Yeah, just go like. You. You. So you can just sing this a lot before we go to bed, if you get stressed out, and it's just a love song to God. That's all. Just thanking God for giving you life, because you and I would not exist unless God loved us. Does that make sense?
Yeah, you're very perceptive. You said anxiety too, so yeah, I was having that, but it was caused by a medicine I was taking last year.
Uh-huh.
It's a long story, but it was not something I was thinking. It was just caused chemically by that drug.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it was prescribed, but it took me a long time to get over that.
Yeah.
So, I'm still dealing with anxiety.
Attaboy. So that would be good for you to do is you know, once a day at least, just find a nice quiet place and close your eyes and sing Hugh, and just don't pay attention to any thoughts that come through, and just sing it. And the more you sing it, the more insights you'll get into life and love and all the good stuff, you know, the peace.
Thank you for reminding me that I had forgotten about that one.
Yeah, it takes a discipline. Yeah, it really takes a discipline. You know, we as soul, we weren't taught this stuff, so we just keep going from one thing to the next, right? Internet to
right. Or
this to that to food to sex to drugs to rock and roll to food to whatever, more entertainment to work, you know, and you just do it over and over and over again, and we really get to the point where we think this is all real, right? You know, and it's just not, you know,
it's not real. Okay, good. Where do I need to research this at?
Well, Akincar. Yeah, I would.
Akincar.
Right. Akincar.
Explain that.
Yeah. Well, they'll definitely talk about that. And you could call them and just tell them that you heard somebody mention it and ask them. They'll send you a book or two for free, and they'll send you some stuff.
Did you see the movie The Matrix?
Oh yeah.
I still need to watch it. I've seen clips of it, but I have a feeling that it's going to be a lot of truth in that.
Yeah, it's on to something. The Coen brothers, they know what they're... No, it wasn't. It's the Wachowski brothers, right? And it's pretty much, you know, they get it, how we create our own reality. They get it. It's a brilliant movie.
Yeah. All right.
So what part of... You in North Carolina, South?
I'm in North. I go back and forth. I was just in Florence yesterday, but... I have a place in South Bend, North Carolina, and Long's. I've come a couple of days before.
I'm sorry, I'm having trouble hearing you. Move her a little bit.
Long's. I've called Andy before. He said his family is from that area,
mm-hmm.
in South Carolina.
Which one you like? Do you prefer the North or South?
I like South. Yeah.
How come?
Well, we went. This is governors, you know, we're getting more of a liberal moving down here, and we got a liberal governor now, so I guess our population is getting more liberal, and I'm more conservative.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Like, I voted for Trump, and thank God we voted for Trump, but I don't know how that happened, but I think we're losing our bearings as far as politically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I understand.
But you know what comes with that? I think we're about to see a lot of higher taxes and things. We higher everything. Fees for this and fees for that.
Oh, you mean on the Democrats, you mean?
Right, in North Carolina.
Oh, so they want higher taxes.
I think that's what we'll be looking at, yes, is it looks like we're going to start voting that way.
Yeah, yeah, that's a kind of difference. Of course, they're all, politics is all performance art, so I wouldn't get too wrapped up in it. It'll just take your mind off of the thing that counts is love, but it's fun to look at. Don't take it Don't take it too seriously, though, brother.
I won't.
Okay,
I realize that.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
I am pulling for Trump. I hope he can check things out, but got my doubts.
Well, you know, when he was running a couple years ago, I came on the air and went on Facebook, and I just got this hit that he was going to be a good thing, not because of who he was, or I don't care about personality, I don't care about any of that, but I really felt like this was kind of a divine inspiration thing that spirit was putting him in there, because the only way you really shake things up is to shake things up, right? And he's definitely doing that, and it can be sometimes painful, and I'm just concerned about the split in our culture, you know, this left right thing. It's just it's like a civil war, and I hope that balances out, and it will. But sometimes you gotta kind of go through pain before you can come out. You know, I'm not suggesting he's a savior, but he definitely has a different idea of the people that are running the world, right? The globalists, and they don't like him, and they want him out. And it's pretty interesting to watch, you know.
Well, do you think there's prophets that can tell us these things? What's going to happen? Like, you know, there's. YouTube, these prophets are talking about Trump and.
Oh, I see.
Well, one that I've been watching, that I'm really starting to believe. Like, his name is T. Jonathan Click. I think he's in Texas.
Yeah, I don't know.
And he's saying that Trump is going to bring in, or he's projecting that Trump is. I think he's been told. That Trump's going to bring in a war, and then Obama's going to come in and save. He's the savior of everything.
Not sure about
at
that.
At that point, he'll say that he's going to cry. Well, he'll see the Christ.
Yeah. Not sure about that. Prophets, there is real prophets, but they don't work. They don't work on the mental level. So if you could go to like a mind or like a whatever. But see, souls all have free will. So anything could happen. So anybody's predicting anything, it's just a fool's game, because somebody could predict that Dave is going to have a car crash, right, or something. And they could maybe see that rarely, maybe, but if you were, once you're somebody really special, they could maybe see that, 2 months from now you're kind of due for a car crash. They could actually look on the mental plane, and since it's all going on at once, there's no future, no past, it's all now, right? But you have free will, so you could just maybe not leave the house that day, and then you don't have a car crash. Does that make sense? So anybody that's telling you this or that's going to happen, it's really hit or miss. Nobody's ever, because everybody has free will.
Right, but now when somebody's telling you that they are getting their information from the Holy Spirit, as a Christian,
I would argue and have you to consider that Holy Spirit never changes. Holy Spirit doesn't want something to happen or not to happen. Holy Spirit is everything that is good, right, that you've been taught, right, which would be beauty, balance, love, compassion, acceptance, forgiveness, abundance, right? Does that make sense? Do you resonate with that idea?
Well, I think it's like it's God working through you as his power, his force, and maybe the Spirit of God sort of in you.
Right. Okay. Keep going.
And working through you.
Right.
But, I've heard it defined in so many different ways.
No, I think you got it right. I wouldn't go any further, okay? So this Spirit, which is all good, right? It doesn't change. It doesn't have a motive. The only motive is to bring more goodness and light and beauty out here in physical reality. But it's up to you and me to manifest it into what, because it has to work through us. Spirit just doesn't go out and plop something out there just because, I don't know. If Spirit did, if feeding the world was just the answer, Spirit would just go on there and plop, 5 million acres of food and say, okay, there you go, eat. It doesn't work like that, right?
Right.
We have to plant the seeds, because we get the vision or the juice or the mojo or the, the idea. Oh boy, it'd be good to plant food because I could help feed people. That's how Spirit works, working through you and me.
Right. Well, let me ask you. I hear you drinking something on the air all the time. I'm starting to have a problem with caffeine. What is it you're drinking, if you don't mind me asking?
Mostly water? Just water, yeah, just water. Yeah. Do you drink coffee?
I used to, but I started having problems with caffeine.
Right.
Other than it was a whole different topic, but it was next to my ileocecal valve.
Oh, yeah.
And I was getting SIBO.
Getting what, Dave?
SIBO is small. You got a couple problems.
Yeah, the SIBO. SIBO, yeah.
SIBO, yeah.
Yeah.
Intestinal bacteria.
Ah, yeah. Living Streams has a product called Bifido-2. Have you heard us talk about it? Bifido-2?
No.
It's called Bifido-2. It's in our store. And Wayne Blakely says you can put this SIBO-2 in your ear, in both ears, every day, a couple times a day, and it'll bypass the gut and go right to the small intestine to help with the SIBO.
From the ear?
Yeah, in the ear. It goes through the lymph system.
Wow.
Yeah.
Cause well, I've been having this feeling in my head, and I put powder peroxide in my ears, and it really bubbled a lot. And in the past, when I've had the flu, it bubbles a lot. So there was something going on in my ears. I don't know if it's an infection or what.
Well, yeah.
I'd put peroxide in your ears.
I'd be careful with that. I wouldn't do that myself. You know, there's a lot of fine nerves in there. Hydrogen peroxide is very strong. Be careful.
Well, no, I don't use that food grade. I'm talking about what you get in the pharmacy, 3%.
Yeah, but that's still pretty strong, David. It's be careful. I don't know if I'd be doing that one. I'd like to, if you want to put something in your ear, I'd put this Bifido 2 in your ear.
That sounds like an idea. I know there's a spray bottle of bacteria that you just spray on your skin. I guess it works the same way. Is it a spray?
Oh, yeah. It's called Never Again. Okay. Wayne's products or somebody else's products?
Well, anybody. I mean, anything. I've seen what you're talking about. If it's a liquid, I've seen a different type of bacteria.
Yeah.
On your skin and whatever in the nose, the ear.
Mm-hmm. Never in. Well, anything you spray on your body goes right in there, so you know you can do that. But just I would be careful, brother, without putting real.
Well, the thing is, the doctor, and then it's Dr. McCullough is the one that came out with this hydrogen peroxide in the ear. First time I ever heard it.
He's got a
video describing it.
Oh, well, he's a pretty smart guy. I'd go with that, then. I don't want to steer you wrong.
I've had good experience with those, I was going to tell you. When I had the flu, I would spray in there,
mm-hmm.
and I would have less symptoms after I sprayed in there.
Mm-hmm.
And same way with these last couple of days, I've had a foggy feeling in my head, and I sprayed the peroxide in there, in the spray bottle, and it would bubble up a lot. That's how you can tell if something's going on. It bubbles a lot. If it doesn't bubble at all, then you don't have anything going on.
Mm-hmm. Well, McCullough's a sharp guy, so you're probably on solid ground. I was probably being overcautious.
Yeah. Yeah, I've been doing it for years, and I got it from him, so it should be good. It's on his website.
Well, it's been a pleasure talking to you. Let me know if I can help with anything. You can email me, patrick@oneradionetwork.com. If you have any more questions on the spiritual stuff, I'll be happy to dialogue with you online.
Okay, Patrick, you're at National Treasure. I appreciate your show.
Well, I want to come visit you guys someday. I'm going to come visit Andy and Hilton Head.
Oh, yeah. I haven't made it down there yet, but one day I will. I've called him.
Go down and visit. Yeah.
Is he coming? When is he?
I think he comes in the winter. He's going to be living there about 6 months out of the year now.
So, is he going to be on your show Wednesday?
Oh, yeah. Every Wednesday. You bet.
Sure, I listen.
Well, it's good talking to you, Dave. Take your care of yourself. Yeah, I think you're doing the right thing on the caffeine. If you have an anxiety, it's the last thing you need is that caffeine.
Right. Right. Yeah, I mean, even black tea does it, so
yeah.
I won't have to
cut
it all out.
Yeah, it's all got caffeine.
Yep.
Black tea probably has more than coffee.
Probably does.
Okay, see you soon.
Okay, Patrick, thanks.
I enjoy talking to you. Bye. Yeah, babe. Previously on Open Phone Friday.
It's great, but listen.
Yeah.
On the Carbon 60, C60, and all of that, I got three of his products, the Carbon C60 and the other one, and I've only been doing it, I don't know if I've been doing it 3 weeks yet. OMG, it's awesome, awesome. It's bringing me back. It's doing something, good stuff.
Oh, from Wayne. Oh, the Living Streams products, yeah.
Yep.
So you got the perfect molecule, right? That's what it's called? That's Wayne's special way to bring C60 into your body.
I did.
And which one?
I love it.
What else did you get?
I got the Bifida, whatever it is, number 2. Ordered that one, and that's the one you're supposed to be putting in your ear. So I put it in my mouth and my ear. And then I got the overall one. He's told everybody to get that one.
Living Streams Multi Blend?
Yeah.
That's just a the broad spectrum. Good for you. So what have you felt, and how long have you been taking them?
Well, like I said, I don't think it's 3 weeks yet. And what did I feel? Well, this morning I did yoga on the beach longer than I've done in the longest time by myself, and even did back bends and headstands and shoulder stands. So I'm like, something's feeling good to help me just get my butt moving, you know. And
I think you'll have a good experience regardless of what you start with on Living Streams. But similar to Bridget, we'd recommend the Living Streams Minerals, Wayne's probiotic version of C60 called the Perfect Molecule, and the Living Streams Multi-Blend. And that's got a great combination of paracase and subspecies and human DNA probiotics that you just don't find anywhere else. Click on the Living Streams banner, choose what you want, or go into our store and just click on one of the products and you'll be in. Living Streams Probiotics. OneRadioNetwork.com. Thank you, Patrick. Louise Gittleman talked about iodine yesterday, and we have what we think is the real bomb in iodine. If you scroll down on our front page, it's almost down at the bottom, and it's called Iodine Source. I just got four bottles in the mail yesterday. If you click on Edgar Casey, and then you go to detoxified iodine, and you can order some. It's very inexpensive. Let's see what it costs here. Products. Forget what the cost is. Iodine. Yeah, $20. And in a half-ounce bottle, $20. Single 1 ounce with a dropper, if you like to use a dropper. I just like to use the smaller ones. It's easy to put on little drops. And this is the real deal. Edgar Casey, where he detoxifies it. And he has atomized it, and it's Edgar Casey believed that if you use the raw iodine like the Lugol's, and he did this in 1900s, he said it's not good for you. So be that as it may, I don't know, but we think it's really a good one, and it's one you might want to try. We have our rebounders on sale. Keep in mind, we can get you the ultimate rebounder for $339. Go to reboundair.com, look at the ultimate rebounder, and you'll see it's a more sturdy, much better built one, and it's going to last two lifetimes. They all have a lifetime warranty, and if you get the half fold, you can get it for $299, the half fold. Water. The half fold, it's very dry here. The half fold, and if you want to get the half fold, just email me, patrick@oneradionetwork.com, or if you want the ultimate rebounder, the quarter fold. After looking at the picture on Rebound Air, you can see what it looks like. Just order away right on the website, right on the front page. Pay $339, and we'll ship you out the quarter fold, the ultimate rebounder. Again, a lot of questions about the Pearlseum. Check it out, folks. This is a powder. It's a beautiful little green container. Comes with a little plastic spoon, and this Pearlseum powder is real pearls that they just powder. They make into a powder without destroying the crystalline structure, and you can put it on your, brush your teeth with toothpaste if you want or whatever, and then put this on your toothbrush and brush your teeth with this pearl, and you'll be amazed. You'll be amazed at how your teeth look, and it cleans it and sparkles, fills in little pores on your teeth. It's calcium and minerals and proteins. It's one of the most fun things I've discovered for teeth this entire lifetime. And you know, I really love to have, I think it's important. People love a little pearly smile. That's Pearlseum, front page. You'll see it in powders or capsules on OneRadioNetwork.com.
Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows the war is over. Everybody knows the good guy's lost. Everybody knows the fight was fixed. The poor stay poor, the rich get rich. That's how it goes. Everybody knows. Everybody knows that the boat is leaking. Everybody knows. their pockets. Everybody wants a box of chocolates and a long stem rose. Everybody knows. Everybody knows that you love me, baby. Everybody knows that you really do. Everybody knows that you've been faithful. Everybody knows you've been discreet, but there were so many people you just had to meet without your clothes. And everybody knows. Everybody knows. Everybody knows. That's how it goes.
Love Leonard Cohen stuff. He is on it, right? He is just on it. 888-663-6386. Email patrick@oneradionetwork.com. We'll continue here for a little bit as long as you'd like to participate with Open Phone Friday, August 3rd, 2018. Leonard translated, which is what we call dying. We don't die. We just translate to another reality. Maybe come back in another body. And Leonard translated what, a few months back now, 6 months ago? But he was really on it. And, you know, that's similar to what I was talking with Jeff about this soul that had his little body interrupted when his girlfriend lost the fetus after 5 months, that everybody knows. And everybody does know, because we're all connected, we're all one. So you don't need mediums, you don't need smalls or extra larges. Oh, just medium. Yeah. Are you medium? No, I'm an extra large. No, you don't need mediums, you don't need any fancy equipment, you don't need someone. All you need to do is a desire and a knowledge that divine spirit is in everyone. And we're all connected, we're all one, and everything that you think and believe and want to communicate, whether it's to your dog, to your plant, to your mom who left her body, to your future husband, they hear you. It's just the way it works. Just do it. You don't need it. You don't just talk to them. That's the whole point of understanding this game, that It's not complicated. And that's why most people don't get it or don't want to get it, because it's just too simple. It's just too simple. Just talk to whoever you want, anytime you want, and they hear you. So that's why it's really careful to be careful, that I've been taught to wish everybody well all the time. Everybody. Don't, I know. Everybody. Uncle Harry, who's been an alcoholic for years, who treats you terribly, wish him well. Because he's part of you and you're part of him, and it'll all come back into double good. Triple good. Just wish everybody well. which is why this is really a challenge going on in our culture today, when all this anger and hate, you know, the left and the right and the libs and the Dems are doing and the Trumps and the anti-Trumper. It's very dangerous what's going on. These people don't know what they're doing on both sides. They're just getting themselves deeper, and it's going to have to work all this stuff out, and it's not good. Don't get involved. Don't get involved, in my opinion. Just don't get involved. Okay, this is Open Phone Friday. My name is Patrick Timpone. Doodle's lying here on the next to me, and we're about to do our weekend. We'll stick around for a little while longer. 888, if you'd like to jump in before we go, 888-663-6386. Email Patrick at oneradionetwork.com. Joyce says, you mean that if I just keep relaxing and relaxing and relaxing, that my tremors will go away? I believe so. I believe so. Sure, there's something going on in the little brain, but the brain is not hardwired. The brain is all electrical things, and it's just an energetic thing that's blocking little things, and your nerves get feisty, and you can do good things for the nerves, a lot of good fats, and I'll do all the things on the physical. But my dear, the more you relax, the more you trust God, the more you are happy throughout your day, regardless of what you're doing, and knowing that it doesn't make any sense to go over the past, just let that go and say, I forgive you, Uncle John, you're a handful, but I love you, and don't worry about tomorrow. Spirit's going to bring you the very best it can, as long as we allow it to come in, and just have a good time. Do your work, take care of your family. It's very simple. Do your work, take care of your family, earn your money that you need to earn, and just stay at it. And every time you feel a pain or you think about something that's going on, I got this, I have that, just change that around and say, my body is healing whatever you think you have. And just my body is healing it. My body's healing. It's getting healthier. It's getting better. Just say that instead of, boy, I got this, you know. That's the only way I got through this heartburn thing. It took a long time because of my different karma, dharma on the spiritual side of it, but I never did get, never bought into it that this is terrible, I don't know what to do with it, blah, blah, blah. Just makes it worse.